Welcome back to our recently sporadic postings of our actual play games. The holiday season killed lots of my free time, so editing of the audio files was slow in coming. In the feed tonight is the second part to our Deadlands game, to session 29. I had some audio issues, so I've re-edited and reposted the first session, so you may want to re-download it yourselves. This was a quick editing job on tonight's session so I could get something up on the feed, so we're doing it without the intro and outro music. As usual, if you're a listener, we'd love to hear from you. Contact us at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com, leave us feedback on iTunes, or give us a recommend on rpgpodcasts.com. Enjoy Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast, Session 29, Part 2.
All right.
Okay. The other bar was where all the fighting was going to take place.
Yeah.
They also had better food.
Yeah, I suspect that as much.
Oh, I still think I'm going to get that portable pepper mill. A little small pocket pepper mill. Makes everything taste better.
It's just gnawing on like a raw stump of somebody's leg. A little bit of pepper. It's fine.
I'm here, guys.
Okay. Not seeing anything in the Smith & Robard, really. Gatling pistol, Gatling rifle, Gatling shotgun, which is the same as the stuff in the Coil Reynolds. And then a steam Gatling is the only additional one, which is a steam-powered one.
I've got stats for it somewhere. I remember using it in a module I ran a while ago. I'll find
it. Stats for the steam Gatling, which is... I think are the same stats as the ones which I was reading out for the Gatling 45 machine gun. Mm-hmm. So I figure they must be sort of similar.
Yeah.
That costs £5,000. So
yeah.
So that's. It's got 120 shots though. So.
Which you can blow in what, one round?
Rate of fire is like 50, something like that?
No, the rate of fire is 4. Well, for the steam Gatling anyway, but for the other stuff, yeah it's got to be up there.
The Gatling rifle rate of fire is only 2.
Anyway, I'll dig up something on it.
Must fire at full fire.
Min strength D6. Oh, well, that's me out.
No Gatling rifle for you.
Nope. Someone has to carry it, I'll have to just fire it.
Well, it's got the tripod, so, you know, once you get it in place.
Yeah. If you're going to mow down hordes of zombies, that's the way to go.
All right, so everyone's back. Go ahead and start the recording. So we will... fast forward through some traveling as you arrive once again at the Necessity Alliance Mesa. This time there are several native canoes that have been strung up on the impromptu wharf made of floating logs that have been set up. And this time there are braves down here actually watching for newcomers back and forth. By this point, they recognize the Gypsy Queen, the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're actually greeted. Runners are sent up to...
Hey, we were renowned heroes.
Yeah. Runners are sent up to tell Born in the Bowl that you've come back.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, well, the captain has some dealing to do here as well.
Huh? Yes, so you don't fall first before...
Mm-hmm.
What was her name?
Born in the Bowl is the new leader of the Necessity Alliance. Eyes Like Fire.
Well, the other guys were off. They hadn't come back yet by the time we had left.
No, so they had come back. What? And then they went away.
Did they?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
They left under.
There may have been some changes, is what we're saying.
But you were led into the camp. You know, the warriors lead you there. They've actually gotten used to the captain and used to you, so you don't they don't seem threatening at all. They don't talk to you much, but they're used to having you around now.
We don't speak their language.
Yes, the camp is a lot more armed than the last time you were here. There's rifles in evidence. There are more of the braves. It's not just the old and the young here now and the women. Now there are a lot of braves back. The camp mostly has been broken down. There's still some tents here, but it looks like they are on the move and are militarized. You are led to Born in a Bull's tent, and, my friends, you're back. Captain, you have something for us. And the captain produces a pouch and hands it to her. She looks inside, dips in her hand, and pulls out what looks like to be a bunch of gemstones, different kinds, different varieties. And she nods at the captain and says, you bargained a good price for us? The captain said, oh, yes, we are. Got some very good deal on your furs, and the person I got to acquire these for me did his absolute best to work the best bargain he could for you. He's taken off his hat, and he's being very polite to her. Oh, very good. Very good, Captain. You all are back. What brings you back to the Alliance? The captain here is being our intermediary, procuring things for us. What brings you back here? You may guiltily notice the stump of her finger, which has not grown back in your absence.
Really? This is a surprise. Yeah, still on the same path that we were on when we came here last time. Only now we have had a bit of a stumbling block that we are hoping you might be able to help us with.
Yes. Sit. She puts a little bit of water on the fire to roost some steam, and she's getting the sweat lodge going as she starts brewing the tea again.
Have we been telling the captain all the gruesome details about our stuff?
I assume you're telling him, because you were asking him about glyphs. I don't know if you've been telling him that you've been, you know, putting your own blood on them or anything, but that's up to you. I mean, he knows that you're on some kind of mission.
I just don't know if he wants to stick around while we go into some of the details.
Unless you ask him to leave, he's staying.
Okay, we recount some of briefly the tales of we found these three glyphs and we're trying to find some more. We have some leads that we don't know quite where to go, and we are currently, we could also do some help on the more supernatural side of things because our preacher sucks.
He sleeps mostly, you know. We left him back in Shanfan because we couldn't wake him up.
Yeah.
Sure, he wasn't dead. He just wouldn't wake up. I suggest then, I don't know anything further to help you, but I suggest perhaps a vision quest. Perhaps the spirits will be receptive. We are to visit the hunting grounds. Perhaps you will be given a vision. So she starts heating up the magic tea again. Makes everyone vomit in the morning. You know, it's getting very warm in here. As the rocks that she's placed on the fire have heated, and she's throwing water on it to produce steam. She starts handing around the tea. Who's drinking?
You are.
Yep.
Coming with us? You are sending none of your braves or anything with us?
This is your sacred quest. She's going to go along in the dream search with you, but...
That is okay. Just so long as we have
the captain is up to the captain will he will abstain. He will he's staying in the tent in case anything goes wrong. He is abstaining. His men, by the way, did not come up here. They're staying with the boat.
Fair enough.
Okay, everybody, make me spirit rolls. Everyone who's partaking, make me spirit rolls.
Barely.
Sarah, Eddie.
Why isn't your character sheet working properly, Eddie?
No, I'm just being lazy.
4.
Well, you should be rolling. You're saying you need to roll it as a wild dice as well, because that might get higher than a.
All right. Well, apparently she doesn't go with you on this journey quest. okay. All of you pass your spirit rolls, and just for giggles, everybody, let's see, go ahead and give me, what are they, vigor rolls.
How sick are we afterwards?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I'm good. I'm fine.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Everyone's actually gotten used to having the wacky tea, I guess. Okay, so
good stuff. Yeah, have some more.
After a few minutes, the extreme heat and the herb in the tea is makes you very drowsy, and everyone falls into a deep slumber. You awaken, all of you together, naked, in a forest that is very vibrant. The grass is greener than green. The you know, the wood on the trunks of the trees are browner than brown. The sky is a blue that's just unimaginably, you know, this is like, this is the epitome of blue, you know, and all the colors are like that. They're just very vibrant. They pop. They're just, you know, just overwhelming. The scent in the air is sweet. The air is cool. And so the warmth of the hut, there are small rabbits, small woodland creatures about, butterflies. It's, you know, the day, it's just beautiful. But you're all buck naked in the middle of all this.
Do we all look the same, given that some of us are undead, some of us are part human, part spirit, some of us dragons?
Yeah, Sarah's spirit is still Sarah. So, yes, in her dream, she still looks like Sarah.
Oh. So the spirit who took over didn't come with either.
I'm actually going to need to make that roll when you get back. Yeah, she's just like the Manitou in control.
Yeah.
But those of us who are also different don't look any different either. I mean, Eddie doesn't have any wolf traits, and I don't have any...
Nope. Eddie is cursed. So, you know, he actually, everyone else looks more like an idealized version of themselves. You know, you're all very trim, you know, any scars that you're skin.
Always look like this.
Yeah. Except for Eddie. Eddie still looks a little haggard. You know, he's still got a twitch to him. He's still a little skinnier than he ought to be. His eyes are still haunted because his soul's cursed. But young, you're vibrant and strong, and I don't remember your chin being that chiseled before.
But. Look around to see if I've got a tail or claws or anything.
No. You do not have the soul of the dragon.
Close my eyes and imagine it really hard. I close my eyes and imagine it really hard. I don't know if that sort of thing would work here, so I try it.
Really hard. You actually hear a voice in your head. It's gravelly. It's like really, it's like from the back of your brain, very primal. It just says, "Not yet, little one."
I come out smiling. All right,
guys.
So
we look around for our spirit guide.
Wait a minute. Other than a bunch of rabbits and squirrels and butterfly that are around, you don't really see anything right offhand. You all do hear the sound of like water falling and cascading, and the sound of water moving off to your left a bit.
So, born on the bow. Where's who next? Born on the bow.
Yeah. She's not here.
Well, walk to the water.
Yes, I was just going to say, if this is
perfect that she didn't come. Okay, I know what's going to happen now.
This is the bluest of the blue that we have ever seen. I will be interested to try tasting the water here to see how it differs from our own. If it is pure water.
Well, if there's one thing you must do in a fairy realm is drink the food.
Mm. Yes.
There's a small waterfall if you follow the sound of the water, a bubbling brook. Out in a flat stone in the middle of the water, there is a being, torso and arms of a man, the head of a stag, and like the hindquarters of a goat. It is chained to the rock. Although it doesn't seem to be struggling, it's kind of sitting there with its goat legs crossed, just contemplating the stream.
We immediately freed the evil thing, which has been chained for thousands of years, because we're idiots.
In my other game, I set free Baba Yaga's heart. So.
Well, I change things now.
Well, I do, as I say, and I bend down and I scoop up some of the water and drink it to see what it tastes like.
Like, it's the sweetest, cleanest water you've ever tasted.
Oh, you should really try some of this.
You'll bend down, taste some of that.
Lap it. Yeah, you do have the desire to kind of lean down on all fours and lap it, as opposed to scooping it with your hand.
Yeah, I'm gonna fight that urge and just scoop it.
Okay.
I'll give it soon.
All right. The being on the stone stares at you. It hasn't really moved.
Hello.
How far away is it from us? I mean,
The stream is maybe 10 feet across, and it's in the middle of the stream. So. The stream is not very deep. It's maybe, knee deep. You can see to the bottom, so there's no surprises. You can see little fish darting in and out between rocks. The current is, there it is a current, but it's not exceptionally strong.
Hello? Any reaction?
Yeah, it twitches its ears. It looks at you. And says, you are not braves.
Well, actually, I think we're very brave.
You are white, pasty.
What am I, yellow skin?
Well, the one that talked, he said that. Your soul has weight. Your soul has weight. These are soulless white pasty.
I just smile. Think about how good goat meat would taste.
Yes, he directs his he's got those eyes, they're deer eyes, so they're the side of his head, so he kind of has to peer at you from he kind of cocks his head, says, "Ha, brother wolf, come cross the water, join me."
He called him brother.
I'm just gonna smile at him.
Eddie, you notice that you're wearing the bracelets. You weren't a moment ago. The being rattles his chains and he says, "Brother, free me and I shall free you."
I grab hold of Eddie.
So, who are you and what are you doing here?
This is my land, my place. He raises his chains. The red man bound me here long, long ago. He slumps. You can free me.
I'm sure we can. I am Luke, and you are...
I have many names. Call me Bashman.
Baphomet? See, how's our religion's knowledge? Baphomet?
Do you have religion?
No.
You were probably raised Catholic or Protestant.
Yeah. I'm just thinking Baphomet?
Yep.
Baphomet? Yeah. Bloody hell, Baphomet!
Yeah, get this.
Oh, not a race.
Depending on the literature, Baphomet could be a demon, could be a creature of knowledge, of insight. Depending. I mean, you, which were you raised, Catholic or Protestant?
What's the general? More of the French Canadian. What would they more be?
It's up to you. Could be either. You could even be a more of a fringe. But if you're a hardcore Catholic, I'll let you take that choice. Baphomet here is definitely a demon.
Would Eddie know it? Because he has knowledge of cult.
You have knowledge of cult? Oh, yeah. Give me a roll on that, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie, Baphomet is a spirit of knowledge often conjured by those in power to answer questions, to divine mysteries.
So, brother, how come the red man bound you to this land?
Looks like mainly Catholic seems to be the general approach for French Canada. So, okay.
Yeah. So he's a demon. This was, all right. Especially if you weren't a priest and actually, you know, delved more into the lore, then you're just told it's a demon.
You know? Well, if it wasn't one of the good gods, you're demons. We don't allow other gods around here.
Much. Much. This is the red man want our land. They call it the hunting grounds. I call it home. It appears I'm the hunted here.
Give them a few years and I'm sure the white man will knock the red man back to just a few places along with they'll have their casinos and that's about it.
It actually, it nods its head. So I've seen this. I've seen this. I have time. I have all the time. Until time ceases. But, he shakes his chains, it will be good to run again, to be free. Your kind come here seeking knowledge. It's the only reason you would be here. Perhaps we can strike a bargain. Sarah, give me a spirit roll. Okay, you're good. There's just something decidedly, not just bestial, but very masculine about this creature. You know, you find yourself admiring his shape. I mean, then you kind of shake your head and kind of come out of the daze.
Alrighty then.
It's a very odd thought, and you catch yourself in the middle of that thought, like, what the hell?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go and take a nice little drink of water.
You drink?
Yeah.
Give me a stamina roll.
Stamina. Mm-hmm. A vigor? Or
vigor, sorry. Give me a vigor roll. Okay. You flash back to the tent for just a moment. You have your hands wrapped around the throat of Born in a Bowl. You're crushing the life out of her. And then you flash back.
I have to say, well, I was expecting that. I was expecting us to work up and her to be dead.
Oh, well crap. Played. Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's just a second. What? Just a brief flash.
How useless is the captain? Come on, man. You're there to stop this sort of thing.
Well, she didn't exactly see the captain in her vision.
Yeah. She has a captain right behind her with a bar. Whack!
Oh, boy. That's not good.
Yeah, you can keep that to yourself or otherwise, but there you go. Yeah, yeah. I had a quick flashback. But yeah, you definitely had a strong reaction to the water there, Sarah. The thing on the rock kind of chuckles after, you know, you start for just a moment after sipping the water.
So what else is around here?
Lots and lots of wilderness.
No, I'm asking him.
Okay.
Baphomet.
He says, this is the land as it was intended to be before the plague that's called man changed. Changed its surroundings, bent it to its will. This is the spirit of the land. This is how it was meant to be.
Yeah, it's just old-fashioned ideas.
Well, sorry, this is the land as it was meant to be?
Yes.
So
this is how the land remembers itself.
Is what is here a reflection on what is there?
He shrugs at that. He says, it's been so long since I've been in your world. Tell me, I have so few guests. What has transpired? Have my brothers come?
Who are your brothers?
They go by many names. Tell me, is there strife in your land? Are there wars?
Always. I cannot think of a time that there was ever not a war. Or a battle.
Do your people starve? Do they hunger? Does their flesh and bones not? Do they sicken? Do they die?
He seems to be asking this with a relish in his eye, yes.
Yes. his little deer tongue darts out and licks
his lips. Yeah, I'm going to go with not releasing you.
We will not be releasing you, I say openly. Yes.
Yeah. He shakes his chin and says, ah, well, other bargains can be struck. You do come here seeking knowledge, yes?
Yes. We seek where things are.
What is it you seek? There are other things that would make my time here better. You could provide, and I could provide knowledge.
What are you looking for us to...
I don't want to take your cards, play patience for a while.
Sustenance. I cannot die. My form here is immortal. But I would like food. Just a bite. Just a taste of your flesh. The harm will be not much to endure. You especially, he looks over at Yang. Such strong spirit. Yes, a fine meal indeed.
I cannot believe that.
You're mocking us tasty white guys now, are you?
I cannot believe Born in a Bowl sent us here to meet this person.
She's not here.
I think we should look elsewhere.
Perhaps we were sidetracked on the way to where we're supposed to go.
Yes. Maybe she arrived there and we did not.
He kind of, his shoulders slump a little. He's like, such weak spirits they send me these days. What is it you wish? Perhaps a smaller contribution will I take.
Nowhere places.
Places. What is it you seek? I need to know that to tell you where to go.
I turn to the others. Could we not just ask him about the symbols rather than the fighting society? Is that,
yes.
That not yeah, I think supporter? So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we came here to see, because that's only a possibility. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Do all the symbols look the same?
No.
Oh.
They have the same basic structure, like they're very simplistic designs.
Oh, so we can't just sketch the symbol and say, we're looking for these.
You can sketch the symbols you've seen.
Well, don't we know the... gosh, I'm trying to remember what it was. I think it was Ceasefire Head said that we have to find... Couldn't we just ask them that? The points of power.
Yes, he was just pointing us at the one off the island, I think.
Right.
He was just pointing us at one of them anyway. He didn't give us a whole lot of detail.
Will say there are many points of power and point us at some red points.
See, this is what's probably. Let's just shortcast this. Yes, let's get on with it. Right, we're looking for where the glyphs are, and these are the ones we know about already. Okay. Draw.
He kind of peers from the bank and says, I can see your drawing from here. Come closer.
Can throw the drawing at him.
Or just think of a clever way to draw it where he can see from where he is. I'm assuming you're drawing like on the bank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we can get a... I think. So what's around? Just wilderness and stuff.
There's some stones, you know, branches.
Yep. I can get branches and arrange them in the shape of this is the first glyph.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. So you kind of hold them up, in the air.
Well, yeah.
Okay. He says, yes, I know these glyphs. They're glyphs of power. Yes, the shamans use these places of power, marked places of Earth's blood. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And where are the others?
There are many. How many do you need? I know of hundreds.
In this area?
Do you know where we are in our world? Do you know where we are? That the ones are nearby?
As I said, I've been here a long time. I don't know what the shape of things are on the other side.
Giving us directions wouldn't exactly help us anyway.
You know, he says, if someone will offer me just a little blood, these things can be determined.
So, you only need the offer of blood, not the blood itself?
No, I need the blood. Blood has power, even here. These are not your housings of flesh. The blood here is potent. It'll allow a window to open. I can use it to see where I am, get my bearings, help you to find these glyphs.
I cannot believe Borne Nabal sent us here to deal with this place.
Okay.
It shrugs and says, it's your vision quest. This is where your spirit needed to be. Your shaman is relevant.
All right. I am going to pull on my hindrance of overconfidence and go, yeah, all right, we can do this.
All right.
That's a major overconfidence. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll give you a chip for it. What are you doing?
All right, then. You can have a taste of my blood if you want it.
All right. You wait on out to where his...
Yeah, wait on out. Get a sharp stone. Wait on out. Cut on my palm and
okay.
Look it up.
Yeah. He tastes your blood. Then he runs a finger through it. And he traces basically a square of the sky. And from that, you can see essentially you're looking into your world. The place that he is standing on is not the place you were. So you're removed locationally as well. So this is not the cliff where you were with the Necessity Alliance. Okay. So you're looking out inland. You don't see a body of water around you at all. Do you have navigation, right? Okay, this is going to be a rough roll. I need a raise for you to determine where you are from just this sight.
Okay. Prepare to get chips.
Yeah. Oh, we got any card? No, we got nothing like that.
Okay. No. So you got a 5.
I'm going to have to spend a red chip to get a D6. Because there's a chance of me re-rolling and getting... And I could re-roll it, but I should be able to hopefully...
Well,
on average... 50. On average, I'll, get a 3. I just need to get 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, yeah.
So you get an extra chip. Mm-hmm. And I roll a 1. Nope, I don't roll anything, apparently. Come on. Why aren't you rolling in the window? Roll in the window, you damn you.
8.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, that gives me a chip. Okay, yeah. It's just barely nighttime when you're looking out. So you're, yeah, it was nighttime when you left as well, or getting towards night. So you were able to pick out constellations. You know, you can, yeah, you know roughly where you are.
Right.
And what you're looking out over is basically a rock formation in land. There are some glyphs painted onto, you know, the rocks around. And he says, "This I give you for free, for just a taste. I am bound near one of these glyphs."
Oh. Won't be going there then. I know, I can work out whereabouts we are. Yes, okay. Yes. Can you tell me whereabouts on the map where I am? Or?
Yeah, here, let me open up the map here for you.
I've got the map open. I'm just,
yeah. I need my little pointy thumb. A second here. I really wish they did have a pointer. It was.
Yeah.
Point.
Yeah.
B.
B.
Right about there. The B.
Oh. Over near the train tracks.
Yeah. Further out, I mean, because the scale, it's out in the desert.
Yeah. All right. Looks like we'll be heading back to Purgatory before too long.
This was a necropolis for the shamans that bound me here. They used their own dead to enact the spell.
Hmm. Good for them.
There are more. I give you this for just the taste of your blood. I can give you more if your offer is greater.
Yeah, this is the yeah. This guy's a tricky yep. part.
And Sarah, give me another vigor roll.
How far does overconfident take me?
Four. Okay. You flash back. Born in the Bowl is laying on the ground. Her eyes are rolling in her head. Your hands are wrapped tightly around her throat. The captain is laying. You can see him off to the side of your vision there. He's laying on his back. There's a gaping wound in his stomach that's pumping blood. And you flash back.
This is torture.
Well, that's what happens when you get taken over by a manitou. I thought it was supposed to be the sneaky kind, though, not the vicious kind.
It can be anything. Takes your chances.
Yeah, it takes your chances when you get one.
All right.
Look something up.
Okay. It says, I've shown you a sight. I can show you more. Just an offering. He rattles his chains and he says, "I understand you do wish to release me. That's fine. That's fine.
How much of an offering?"
Mm-hmm. He looks you over and he says,
"Pasty white guy.
Yeah. A finger. A toe."
Yeah. I will offer. Just because it has a nice sense of symmetry to it, in a way. Mm-hmm. The same, you know, relatively the same finger that Born in a Bowl gave up.
Oh, okay. So you make the offer?
Yeah.
He says, yes, this is a good offering. What are your terms?
How much are you willing to give us in terms of knowledge?
For a finger? Two more sights. Two more than I've shown you now.
Three, and it's a deal.
Okay, try and persuade him. I'll give you a plus two because he's not had quote unquote flesh in a long time. Ooh. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Three. 3 and it is a deal.
All right. And since I don't have any easy way of doing it, he's just going to have to bite it off.
Yes, that's exactly what he does.
Yeah.
Okay. Your spirit die drops a die.
Oh, wow.
out of character. Ouch. It's not permanent, but this is basically a mortal wound to your spirit. Over time, it'll come back.
Okay. It was a D8, not a D6.
As he, it is very quickly. It's it's not exactly deer-like teeth that snap in and just remove the finger from your hand. It's incredibly painful. There's no blood, though.
Nope.
Fingers missing, but and you definitely feel as if you've lost something very important.
My finger.
Yes. All right. So yes, he chews, making smacking noises on the flesh of your finger, and he wipes his hands on the blood that's coming from his mouth. And with this, he opens up 3 windows.
Okay.
All right. It's up to you to determine where they are, though. He's showing you. Now, whether or not you can find them is up to you.
Yeah. Navigate for one, or do I need to do 3 navigate rolls? Or
3 navigation rolls. Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Not a problem. I'm 1.
Okay, so I just need to get a success.
Just need a success at this point. Yeah. He is giving you the most favorable view. So. Yep.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Red as a reroll.
As a reroll? Okay. Yep. And there you go.
So I was pretty sure I was going to get a success. So it's just, you know.
Okay. You got him. You got him.
Yep. And we can, you know, we've got them. They're there. Blah, blah, blah.
All right. You're really hurting bad. You're beginning to feel that it wasn't just a finger you've offered. There's something of yourself that's just gone now.
I'm Canadian. I didn't even think about it anyway.
Yeah.
How many more sites do we need? We have 4 already.
You asking, or are you asking in character or out of character?
Out of character. Sorry, out of character.
We know we're 3. We've been to 3. He has shown us a 4th now, so we need an additional.
We've got 4, 5. We've got 4, 5, 6, 7 now.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And I was going to say, and he just gave us an additional 3 for the finger.
3. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Meanwhile, Eddie, as you see the creature bite into his flesh and remove his finger. Give me a spirit roll. Okay. Yeah. You're salivating. Your tongue feels larger than normal in your mouth as it uncoils, and you lick what feels almost like a muzzle to you, and you just you hear your belly rumble. But you're able to keep it in. The rest of you, definitely see the image of a wolf being superimposed over Eddie. You know, it just kind of fading in and out.
I look in the water. Is there a dragon superimposing itself over me? No, damn it.
I splash some water on my face.
Okay. Yeah.
And kind of turn my head a little bit.
Yeah. You're keeping it together, but the urge to change is there.
Mm-hmm.
Let us go. Let us get out of here. I need to lie down for a while.
Well, okay then. I guess so. So you learned what you need to.
Yep. Got another 4 locations.
Mm-hmm. I look around. I don't know. I try clicking my heels together 3 times. I don't know how we get back, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, just with the thought of wanting to come back, Luke, Dragon, is rolling around in the grass up ahead of you. And he kind of sits up on his hind legs and almost waves you with a paw, and then starts trotting off with a field mouse in his mouth, off to a group of trees.
Oh, there's Dragon. Hey, hi, Dragon. Go after him. I'm not thinking too clearly at this point.
All right. He leads you off into a set of trees where it looks like there had been a lightning strike. And so there's dead trees burnt. You know, this has happened long ago, but there's a clearing in the forest where there's almost like a small monolithic area set up. There's like four stones, kind of Stonehenge, but on a much smaller scale.
Okay. So, what was that?
So, Dragon walks into the middle of it, he sits there, and then he starts fading out.
All right, now go after Dragon.
Okay.
I presume I followed as well, because I didn't want somebody running off on their own in this.
Okay. Everyone goes through. Everyone made their vigor rolls originally, so you're not feeling sick. But here's what happens. You're all brought back. You're all incredibly hot. Just the temperature here is skyrocketed for while you were gone. You have no idea of time, although the embers around the fire have burned down a great deal. Born in the Bowl is laying. It looks like she's passed out. She's not breathing. The captain is clutching a gaping wound in his stomach. Blood is bubbling out of his mouth.
Okay. I'm gonna look at the captain, and try to stabilize him, and then move over to Born in the Bowl.
I will go outside and start shouting for somebody.
If it works, Bert, you can tell me. If it doesn't, I'll play it on the other one. I play Fish Wound on Born in the Bowl.
Let's see. I'll take it. So when you go over and basically, slap her around, she starts breathing. Essentially what you're doing is pounding on her chest until her heart starts again.
Yeah.
She gasps and she comes out of it. Her eyes are very dilated, which is not unexpected given the hallucinogens you all just took. she still looks a little out of it, but she's starting to, she's breathing now. Okay, yeah, good use of a card. Sarah, first aid check.
Should use love interest.
What? First aid kit.
He's got a really bad slash across his abdomen. And you're going to apply pressure. And no one else noticed because you ran over there kind of quickly. But your hands are already covered in blood. Before you started playing with his wound. He's alive, but barely.
Okay, I'm going to keep that one to myself and just deal with the doctoring bit.
Okay. Yeah. All right, it's a good roll. You're going to save him, but he's going to be out for a while.
Okay,
somebody ran out of the tent and started yelling for help.
Yeah, I went outside.
Eyes Like Fire happens to be the one closest by and runs in. You notice it's almost daylight, by the way.
You trust Eyes Like Fire? Okay.
She was the
Womatai. Yeah. Eyes Like Fire was the other guy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Womatai. You're right.
Yep.
You are right. Womatai is the one closest, and she runs in. You're crying out. Born in a Bowl is coming. She's rousing. So she looks okay. She sees Sarah, you're down there with the captain, and she runs over to see what she can do for the captain. Let's see.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's going to do a little healing on him there. All right. Yeah. So he basically takes this huge breath of air as his eyes roll up and he becomes very conscious and he grips you, Sarah, on the shoulders. And he's got this expression on his face of just wild, just of terror. And then his eyes kind of focus. And he says, oh, it's you. It's you. Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to ask him as soon as he's calmed down and feels. What happened?
I don't know. You all took the tea and it was getting so hot. It's just getting so hot. And I got drowsy. I must have nodded off. And something, some beast struck me. It tore me up. And I was losing so much blood. And I don't remember.
Well, might be best if you don't. Definitely, definitely have some. You're gonna need some rest. You need to rest for a bit there, Captain.
It's down at his stomach, which was ripped. I mean, just to shreds. And between you and Lumatai, he's on the mend. His entrails aren't hanging out anymore. All right. Born in the Bull rouses, and she says, "I was sent somewhere else. Did you find what you needed?"
At a cost, yes. I'm sure just from looking at me, she can work out something.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me. Do you look down at your hand?
Yeah.
Finger's still there.
Finger?
Still there. No, it's still there.
Do I still have feeling in it?
Yeah, sure do. Although you feel just bone weary. Like you feel just tired to your core. You know, you're finding a hard time to get, you know, excited about anything. You're just like,
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm definitely playing up Sarah's guilt here. I mean, you know.
I know, but we in character are avoiding it as much as we can.
It's going to be up to Sharon when she breaks and decides that she knows what's going on or not. I'm just, you know, I'm just adding fuel to the fire there. That's all.
Yeah, we're just going out of our way not to notice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know that we're going that far out of our way not to notice. We're a pretty unobservant bunch.
Well, that helps.
No witnesses. But she says, "Yes, I was sent elsewhere. I perceived a vision of a cleansing flood."
That's what we're trying for.
Yes.
So I can't keep my eyes open too much longer.
So with the captain kind of out of it right now, are we going to keep sailing? Or
I guess we spend a couple of days here. Tending to their wounds.
Pilot, I believe.
I look at Luke and he's almost asleep. We will be staying here for a couple of days.
Let me know if I need to take actually fatigue points of some kind. Just to,
No. It's just you just lost a whole die in spirit for a bit.
Yeah. So I assume you'll keep track of that and let me know.
I'll let you know when it comes back.
Thank you for reminding me about the flood. Yes. We need to try and buy a airship flying thing.
You were at the general store just a little bit ago. You could have asked him.
I completely forgot, but somebody mentioned the flood, and so I. We may need to go back there. Yes, we may have a person to take.
When Wumatai came in, you all noticed that it's sunlight outside. I mean, you were in here.
We were in
here
a while. Yep. Yes. I drink some water just to see if it tastes the same as the...
No, it's bland. It's you still remember the taste of what that was.
Although I gave up a finger, I never drank any of the water.
Yeah. Oh, well, you obviously made the smart deal then, didn't you? Yeah,
exactly, yeah. Is there some place I can lie down for a while? I'm probably listlessly playing with Dragon at this point.
Wumatai will actually they'll set up tents for everybody as you've got one, you know, seriously wounded that's on the mend and you can't keep awake. So they'll set up for you. She does tell you that the tribe is breaking up for missions. You're welcome to stay. We'll leave you with some provisions. But we were in the midst of leaving when you arrived.
I would like to talk to Born in the Bowl about, you know, what happened, but if she's going to take off, then might
nope, be a bit nope, tricky. No, she's not doing so hot either, so she will stay as well. But for the most part, the tribe is packing up.
Is Wumatai going? Because no, I was actually going to talk to her about our experiences. She's a younger shaman and might be more willing to talk to outsiders.
No, she is an apprentice to Bordenable, so she's hanging around to help her.
I don't know how much you want to skip ahead to...
That we'll just skip ahead to basically it's another morning before you can feel like you can even rouse yourself. And even when you do rouse yourself, you've just got this just apatheticness to everything. You're just like, yeah,
nothing. This isn't Canada. What's the point?
The captain is better the next day. Better enough that he can, you know, stand behind a wheel and navigate. He's still not completely, you know, mended after having his torso nearly ripped open.
I don't know what caused that. Yeah. Must have been Eddie. He's over on the fours.
Yeah, two things here that should potentially be blamed on, and we're just gonna ignore that.
Well, yeah, we don't know. We never saw that.
And Eddie wasn't cutting blood or anything either. So
yeah, the only one
nothing got past Wobotai or anyone else from the tribe. So and there's obviously nothing around now. So
it might have come out of the land while we were in there. So
yeah, just remember there weren't too many tents left, so the place was pretty, you know, already pretty barren before you guys started your sweat lodge. So the next morning, Born in the Bowl is better. She doesn't remember much of what transpired, but she's left with her image that she is supposed to render you aid.
That does sound like the flood vision we had. Mm-hmm. So we can recount that and say, oh, we had a similar sort of vision, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Does that sound like your one?
Yes. It's very similar. Although, you're describing the lost angels as, you know, this church, and she didn't get that in her vision. She got it as being a dark place, you know, an evil place.
Yeah. Honestly, this is a vision. We have to look up our vision cards now. We've got a few of them. It's hard to keep track of them all.
I'm left with a strong certainty that I am supposed to help you in another way. Mm. I must lead my people.
Right.
But, and she looks over to Wumatai, this is my apprentice. Though her training is not complete, she is the best of what I have to offer. Wumatai looks a little shocked at this. And she says, no, child, it's time for you to learn on your own. I've taught you all that I can teach you. You know, let the world be your teacher. These people are not our people, but it is our struggle. And so,
come be an NPC that someone can take over if they die.
So, yeah, I guess she's...
Well, to be fair, I was thinking my next character might have been like an Indian shaman-type character, so it looks fine.
She's accepting...
And I'm about to be consumed by about half of it, so, you know.
She is accepting, but not liking what's just happened.
Yeah.
And so Bornanable says, this is the best part of myself that I send with you. I must lead my people and adventures that are best not discussed with you. And she's about to say your race, but
different races.
Yeah.
Hey, we're heroes of renown. If you need to get in touch with us, probably Perdition's the best way to do it. If you, yeah.
Yes, we mentioned that to them the last time.
I don't know, but it bears repeating,
indeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you can get a message to Perdition, we are likely to get tracked down that way somehow. That seems to be a relative home base, considering. But yes, as for our visions... I explain what I saw, including the fact that I sacrificed part of myself to Baphomet. I look down at my hand when I'm talking about that, sort of looking at the finger.
It still feels normal. You know, nothing wrong with it. She says, the name I don't know, but yes, my people have in the past trapped such tempter spirits in the hunting grounds. They don't always cause ill, but they always cause mischief. You tell her that you sacrificed your finger?
Yeah.
Yeah, she shakes her head at that. And she says, bargaining with these spirits is never a good idea. You always lose more than you believe you have.
Yeah. How that seemed a good way to get the knowledge at the time. I'm sure we can deal with it.
I'm confident.
That's right. I'm confident, yes.
How would you have dealt with it had you been there? Did you have a way to force him to cooperate?
And it's unlikely that I would have seen him. When in the hunting grounds, on a vision quest, a shaman will encounter, interact with the things that they need, that are needed. It is unlikely the spirit would have been in my path, and likely why I was not able to accompany you. It was something that you needed to experience.
Yeah. We needed to screw ourselves over.
So how do we know that we were all seeing the same thing?
She shakes her head and says, I'm not sure how it works with your peoples. I can't really answer that. The vision quests are very personal to the group or to an individual. You likely did not all see exactly the same things or experience exactly the same things.
Well, that is interesting.
Eddie.
Uh-oh.
You actually didn't notice it until now, but you feel good. You're not like twitchy. You don't feel, you know, this background agitation at all. You feel good.
It's the water. It does it. It's the water.
And Sarah, well, we don't know how Sarah feels.
Sarah's dead inside.
Very funny.
And outside, to be fair. So, yeah. Dead to the world. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I'm just going to make sure I check on my patients.
What do you remember? What do you remember?
Yeah, so I've got a rubber hose in my back pocket.
Yeah.
No. I'm just going to make sure the captain gets a really good sleep because he needs all the rest he can get.
Maybe lay this comfortable pillow right on your face, right here. he's doing better. His abdomen is torn up, so you know the muscle there was lacerated, so he's not going to be running anytime soon. But he's mobile now. And, you know, he fell asleep, and the next thing he knew, his guts were spilling out of the floor. That's it. That's all he knows.
Yeah. The perfect crime.
No, it's the Manitou. The Manitou knows that she knows.
So, it was the Manitou.
Yeah, she's being tortured. That's his mischievousness. You know, it knows that she knows.
Yeah. Right. Well, we take it. If there's anything else we need to do here, can we give you a lift somewhere?
Get on our boats. I don't think so.
She's gonna leave with her people. They'll be back to this location. They right. just have tasks to perform first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I presume that she tells Wormatai where they can meet up again, and doesn't just say bye. See you never.
Enjoy your new people. All right.
Yeah. Well, I was going to look at the gun, but I don't care about that now.
It's hard to care about anything just yet.
Yeah.
Well, by that afternoon, the captain is well enough to man his boat. Most all of the natives have left. Born and Abol left almost after you're done with this conversation, essentially.
Yep. One thing I will make sure to do, I will note down where on a map these positions are.
Yes, you found a map. And so, yes, you're marking these off. Funny thing, since you were already heading that direction anyway from the thing in the paper, near Shannonsburg is where one of the visions lead you.
I mean, where that X was we saw last time?
Oh, God. Why?
And you can't mark it exactly on the map, but if you were physically there, you could. Yeah. If you see some landmarks, you
since we're going that way, I meant to have a wee place we can go.
All right.
I'll just give another spirit to haunt my dreams. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's. So, are you heading towards that community near Shannonsburg next, or are you thinking about heading somewhere else next?
I think Shannonsburg was next on the list.
Where is that on the map? Yeah.
It's below. It's on the inside coastline, below the 37th chamber.
Yeah. Which you shouldn't actually see that on the map. No, but, yeah. The small community is called Elsbeth One. Yeah. It's just north of Shannonsburg, and they're the people that have been having problems by Kung Fu masters that have been interrupting their production.
Yeah.
It's as also around the area where the chamber is supposed to be located as well.
Yeah.
And now you have a vision telling you that something is there.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out to see if I can recognize anything. But it basically means I'll just sitting on the boat, staring out of the water.
All right. This is a good pausing point if you guys want to stop here. Sets us up for next session arriving in Elsbeth One. How the heck is that pronounced? Elsbethwon. Elsbeth One. Yeah.
It's not a misprint of town?
It might be. It very well might be. Elsbeth Town? Hard to tell. Okay.
Elsbeth Town.
Okay, so we'll end the adventure there. And let's talk a little bit about mechanically what has happened in this. Luke, your spirit will go up after a week of actually sleeping. So, you know, if you get a good night's sleep for the next 7 days, your spirit will go back up. However, your soul is tainted. Any holy
I am Canadian, so you know.
That too. Any kind of beneficial holy spell, like healing, that's cast on you has a really good chance of failing.
Wow.
Yeah. Because you have made dark deals with evil things.
And willingly.
Yes, and willingly.
Yeah.
Yep. Eddie, you will find it easier to control your urges.
Yeah.
Game-wise, it doesn't affect a lot, except you don't continually feel irritated and edgy. Like, that's gone. You're actually calm now. You still have to change on Nights of the Full Moon, but you're not feeling that change coming on anymore.
So you know,
like you're not... go ahead.
Sorry, is that the same effect as when he's wearing the manacles, so he doesn't need to wear the manacles anymore?
If you guys want to try it and see what happens.
Well, yeah, if he eventually...
he wears the manacles.
You want to wear them, that's fine.
Yep. Eddie, you definitely know there is a change, though, because you don't feel it in the back of your head anymore that's telling you to kill and eat and etc. You feel it there, but it's not as insistent. You have no idea how long that's going to last, but for now, you feel pretty good.
Good. Yep. I like
just that. How many days sleep will I have had when we hit Elspeth, just so I can keep track of how many left?
Yeah, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. You'll have had 4 full days of sleep.
Okay.
If you want to actually take more time and sleep it off, you can. But that, if you left
from
where
we
ended.
Card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you left from when you ended, that's how many days you would get. If you want to spend an extra day here at the campsite or extra days, you can. But that's up to you guys.
I would prefer to spend at least one extra day and let certain people rest up.
Yeah, the captain especially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, 5 full days of sleep then.
Okay.
During that time, Eddie, the calmness doesn't go away. You're still feeling pretty good. Do you experiment any with it?
No, I'm not going to push it.
All right.
You could go right back to square one, I suppose.
Okay, so how much XP did we get for this adventure?
This was a good one. I mean, we didn't do any combat, but I think there's a lot that happened here, especially with Sarah. Sarah's going to have to make a decision soon to embrace it.
Repress.
I think this is worth 3.
Okay.
78.
Edging ever closer.
2 more.
Yeah.
And then we are legendary.
Which puts us pretty good on track. And now you actually have a path to follow for where your next glyphs are, at least 7.
Yep.
Yeah. If we
don't
lose them to something, maybe we might need to find more. You might have to sacrifice another finger.
Still got my finger? What are you talking about? I still got my finger.
Your spirit finger.
Your finger of evil now. Finger of evil.
Next time we should say, what if we get this priest that we know to come and you can feast on his flesh as much as you like?
That's actually a good question. That's not a good question. It's a possible opening of some kind. If I did die, would that give a backdoor way for Baphomet to come in and control me somehow?
Just your finger. All right, let me stop.
I'm dead, but my finger still moves.
Cursed finger. Alright. And save.
You've still got the love interest card, haven't you?
I can't play any cards.
No, but you could trade it to me. It's just one of the things which I was half interested in doing when I first created Jean-Jean Luc was to have, hey, there's this Chinese sweetheart who's bagging the old country, who he's pining after, and then just to play the love interest card continually and have all these women fall in love with him and him just to be completely oblivious and never notice that happened at all.
This is not Ramma 1/2 or any other bloody harem anime.
So this was I had 2 goals. One was to get you more firmly in a position where you could see where the end is, because now you know where to go, at least very at least where to start looking. And 2, yes, I was pushing hard on you there, Sharon. Your character needs to start having some trauma over this, and whether or not she is going to accept what's happened, or if she's going to keep trying to say no, hey, that you did after all take a whole bunch of psychedelic tea, so you could still ignore, but yeah, I'm pushing that button. I'm trying to
yeah. Hence picking up the green glasses.
Yes. Oh, have you already purchased cat's eyes? Or are you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, all right. Eddie, if Eddie ever does experiment with it, it's actually going to be easier to pull some of your wolf traits out now. And it's other than full moon nights, you basically have control. Werewolves generally after, I think it's after 1 year or maybe it's 2 years, they can control the change, but they can never control the change on a full moon night.
Okay.
So you're there.
Sweet.
Yep. Had you given in the dreamscape, then you would just be in the same position you are now where you have to wear the manacle or you would change. Yeah. Whether or not Eddie actually experiments to the point where he takes it off to see if it works or doesn't work, you don't need the bracelets anymore. They won't do anything further for you.
Okay.
I take that back. The bracelets will force you to stay human during full moon nights. Your mind still goes there, so you're basically a slavering wolf in a human body. So it will still keep you from force change on full moon nights, but otherwise it doesn't have any other benefit for you now. But okay. Eddie may or may not experiment with that.
Awesome.
All right. So was that just too much in that direction? Would you guys have rather have seen some conflict in there?
Oh no, that was good.
We managed to avoid bits and pieces of ourselves, so
This
wasn't all your choice forcing us down that path. So no.
Yep.
No, I mean, I chose to go and give the blood and everything.
Yeah, that was the other bar was an Irishman's bar. Hard drinking, hard fighting. Had you gotten a fight there, and if you would have kicked a little butt, you would have gotten some respect and maybe some friends there.
I think we got something more important out of the Elks, or at least York certainly did.
Yep. Yep. Give her a good place to to be.
Yeah. If nobody comes up there, then she doesn't need to hide.
Yep.
Essentially. If that's the kind of place that she wants to be.
Mm-hmm. Sure enough.
Okay. And then you might stop stealing money from her.
You do know why I did that, right?
It's because you're a mean, vicious person.
Yeah. I didn't think you understood at all why I did it when I did it. Because I recently listened back to the ones which had just hit the feed because I wanted to see what they were. And it was those couple recently. And it was like... Did you not understand why I was actually stealing the money? It's not because I want the money.
It's because you want her to stay safe in the place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And not to leave. Yeah. It just...
But it's more fun to make you out of the villain.
The Yellow Menace.
Yeah, curse you.
All right. Well, I'm glad people enjoyed it then. What's our next schedule looking like? 2 weeks? Can people do the 24th?
I can.
Yeah, personally. Yes,
I can do the 24th.
I don't see why not.
Okay, cool. All right, we will schedule it for the 24th then, and you now have at least a little bit of magic power on your on your team.
Yeah, so from someone who doesn't want to be here.
And she's certainly not of your level. She's quite a bit experienced down from where you are, but yeah, she still has some spells.
Yep. As I said, if one of us dies or something, then we've got another PC. We can take over.
Boy, and now the one thing though, I would have loved to have seen would be Preacher Man's reaction to Baphomet.
Yep. Or what he would have seen.
Yeah.
Since he's not going to join us again for the end of us, I'll go ahead and say if you actually had a priest character here, he would have seen an angel.
Okay. That's what he needs to see. That's interesting.
Yeah. And it's because of Grimes' influence. He would have seen an angel chained to a rock.
Wow, he probably would have freed it then.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean one of Grimes' angels or a national angel?
No, it would have looked like an angel to him, the whole wings and halo and everything. It would
have looked
like It would look like an angel of the Lord. But, lots of fun. I'd forgotten that Eddie had a colt. So, you know, I thought there's a good chance that Eddie might have wanted to free him. Because colt-wise, it's not necessarily, he's not a bad force. You know, he is a spirit. He's an entity, but an entity that provides knowledge. So, you know, I could have seen Eddie saying, hey, this is fine.
Not when you're going to talk about, oh, yes, there's a wonderful strife and war everywhere. Oh, good.
Yes.
If you.
Oh, those are good things. Good things. Change is good.
Sure is.
Change is.
All right, guys. Well,
sorry, just before we go.
Are we?
Yeah.
Go on, James.
I was going to ask, are we looking then at Shadow? No, not Shadowrun.
Something this coming Saturday.
It's just him next weekend.
Let me look to see what's going on. Richard's already said earlier today that he's out. He's got things.
And Bert, I'd like to just touch base with you sometime during the week.
Yep.
Up about SSM and characters and stuff because. Yeah.
Oh, aren't we supposed to give skills?
Yep, we're gonna try the skill column this time around.
Yeah.
See how that works. I've now found more than just that one podcast that have done FAE with a skill column. It's actually a thing. There's several people doing it.
Right.
So we'll give it a try.
So are you going to make new characters for that?
Not necessarily. You can still use the old ones and just slap on the skill tree and see how it works.
Okay, because I don't have a character. That's what I want to touch base with you about.
Yep. I thought you were going to pay your secretary from last season.
I am, but I don't have the character. I haven't made it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you want to make the Fate Accelerated version, do you have the rules for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just got
it's,
them.
It's straight. You know, it's just straight from that. There's no divergences. So if you want to make that version of that character, go for it.
Okay.
Do you have a list of skills?
Not yet. I want to work out a list of like no more than 7. That seems to be the number that everyone, well, not everyone, but the other podcasts I'm listening to do. They do about a list of 7, and they're pretty generic. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I will post as that develops.
Okay. And is there a way to have you found a way to export characters from Obsidian Portal? Well,
from Obsidian Portal?
Yeah.
Into what?
Just a sheet of paper would work for me.
Oh, well, I just do a copy paste and that seems to work fine.
Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah, but there's no easy way to do it now.
Okay, I'll try doing that.
All right, guys.
My thing was, so I suddenly realized today, hey, if there's a giant flood, we're going to get swept up in the flood because we can't really part waters or anything. So that's kind of what the airship idea was about, because then we'll be in a balloon hovering above it. If anybody else can think of any better ideas or anything at all, then
we have a plane nearby that we run to and take off in.
Well,
we don't have to do that. I mean, we can be in the airplane, cut ourselves, and it can drop on the floor from the...
I get the feeling that we have to actually be in the chamber or whatever to set this thing off.
No, I mean, when we set the flood off, no. We just have to cut ourselves. Once we've blooded the 7 places, it's just when you cut yourself with intent. That's it.
Yeah, the part about location. The part about it is that that you might want to give some thought to. Yeah, according to the whole experience you had there, yes, it's you have to cut yourself with the intent, but it basically centers the earthquake on you. Wherever your blood hits the ground is where the earthquake is going to be. That's ground zero.
Right, which is why up in the air is awesome, because you can't because it will hit the ground and we'll still be up in the air.
Yeah, it's a very good thought.
Yeah. So if anybody has any other thoughts, I don't know, fast-moving horses or a train or anything.
Fast-moving horses on a flood aren't going to – you can't outrun the flood on a horse.
I was actually wondering if anyone was going to catch on to that because you know, this is Indian magic. It's expected that the person enacting the flood is going to die.
Yeah. Hey, I'm expecting that. I was fully waiting for that to happen.
But figuring a way out of that is awfully cool too. Yes. Just some foresight for the character.
Well, we do have a boat, so.
Well, yeah, I thought about that, but a boat against a flood, yeah, we're going to get swept away. We can have
If you bleed a little into like a timed grenade or something, and then put that where you want it to be, and you run away for a long time, and then the grenade goes off. But on the ground, boom, earthquake, you're not there.
Someone comes up with the technology for that. I mean, you know, I'd do it. I'd take it. Because
you got timed grenades. That's already a thing.
The ritual just requires that you cut yourself with the intent to start the earthquake, and then the blood has to hit the ground, because that's what enacts the earthquake. So if you
what do you have to be thinking about when you cut? I mean, what's intent? Is it, oh, I want to start the earthquake?
Or yes. That's it. You're basically, because once you've done all the glyphs, you have basically tied yourself with the earth spirits. So you're basically saying, okay, guys, earthquake.
So it's not like, oh, I want to kill that guy or something, because you could get into a fight otherwise, and then just, girl, I want to kill that guy, and then
you have to have the intent of starting the earthquake. They actually are very specific. So like if you get into a gunfight or a knife fight and your blood is dripped, it doesn't do anything without the intent to start the quake.
Where do we want to start the quake?
The vision gave you a spot, but that's whether you use that spot is up to you.
We need to do it some point in August, I think it is, between when all the people come together, and then they all die one hour of another, and then we can kill Grimes. That's what the mystical old, wherever we got this information from, I can't even remember.
The skull.
Oh, yeah, it was him telling us, wasn't it? Through the voice of Born in a Bowl. Yeah. fun things happen.
All right, well, I'm going to make myself some food. Thanks
I'm finally done. Yeah.
Thanks for running, and I will talk to folks next week, and for all you guys out there who are married and have wives with kids, wish them a happy Mother's Day.
Yes. I will not be running something tomorrow because of this, and I saw your thing that you are not either because of this. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Good night, guys.
All right.
Bye.